Are we recording? Excellent, thank you. So, hello, welcome to voiceovercourses.com. My name is Rod Lucas, and if you're coming to voiceovercourses.com, I'll be looking after you. I'll be your personal trainer and coach. So what is it, I have to ask you, that fascinates you to get into voiceovers? Well, if you're along with lots of other people who want to get into voiceovers, it's about money. It's about lots of people saying to you, oh, you've got a great voice. I love your voice. And it is about your general urge and passion to share so many great books and poems and other stuff. Well, I agree with that kind of thing. But let me just take your voice first of all. It's not necessarily the case that in order to get lots of voiceover work, or any voiceover work, you have to have a great, lovely, I've been to RADA type voice. Just listen to the radio, listen and watch the internet, and of course, observe what you see on TV. They're not all deep, rich voices over sexy music. Hi, you're gonna come and enjoy snatchit.com or whatever it is. Often some of the voices can be a little bit wayward, but I think to a degree it helps that you have a nice speaking voice. Now other people may say to you, oh, you've got a great voice. Now a lot of people in the industry will say, well, don't take any notice of them, they don't know what they're talking about. I say they do know what they're talking about. Because friends and people that you speak to on the phone are the end user. They are the public. So, apart from all the other nonsense that's spoken about in voiceovers, the whole point of getting a good voiceover is that they can communicate the message. It's the passion and the energy of what's required when you read a passage from some text for a commercial or a public service announcement that counts. So I don't necessarily believe you have to have a terribly great voice to be a good voiceover artist. In fact, a lot of advertising isn't so smooth now. And conversely, I don't think you need to be shouting all the time in order to be a great voiceover artist as well. So maybe it's part of some of the things I've said to you that makes you want to do the voiceover thing. It may be either a full-time or part-time capacity, just earning some extra money. It can be done. Ah, but you're bound to say that, Mr. Lucas, you're saying to yourself. Well, I'm bound, I suppose, to be saying that because, part of my life is teaching people voiceover courses. But it can be done. Your voice is only unique to you. No one else has a voice like you do, whatever kind of male or female voice it is. So yes, there's lots of females aged between 30 and 35 who are in and want to get into voiceovers, but it's a bit like choosing a car. Hey, guy, you said you wanted a car. I brought you a car. Yeah, but I didn't want that kind of car. Oh, what kind of car did you want? Oh, well, I wanted one that was under £5,000. Oh, yes, we've got that ticked off. I wanted one that had four wheels. Oh, yes. What about the colour? Oh, you gave me a blue one. I wanted a green one, but I wanted a green one with a light. You know, so it goes on and on and on. When a booker hears the voice that they want, then they'll call, and it could be your voice, it could be my voice. Your voice may be far better suited to lots of different applications than my very own. You can hear, I'm passionate about voices. I've been in this business a long time. I think there's so much nonsense spoken by companies about voiceovers. For a start off, because you don't have to belong to a union to be a voiceover artist anymore and to be booked by people, they really don't like it. The elite, you know, the actors and actors, they really don't like it that normal people can nowadays, via the internet, can use and make money from their own voices. A lot of agents don't like it either. For a lot of voiceover work, you don't need an agent. You don't need to be an actor or an actress. In fact, it is my belief that having worked with actors for many, many years as a technician, producer, and director, some of them have no idea about how to read voices. They're great at projecting on the stage or on TV. But when it comes to speaking softly, reading someone else's text calmly, and or whatever way they're required to do it, they're quite ill-disciplined. They really are. They'll come in dressed in leather and it'll be creaking and they'll come with lots of jewellery. Not all actors, of course. But just because you're a great actor doesn't make you a great voiceover artist. And there is really a difference between a voiceover artist and an actor. So why get into voiceovers? Well, why not is what I say. Why not? It's something that, for the most part, can be done at home. You don't need to be going into Soho exclusive recording studios at London W1 or into the big city centres in the UK, Birmingham, Manchester. Most voiceover artists who are jobbing voiceover people do it from their own home. And they'll get scripts and they'll record those, send them either as an MP3 or use digital lines, which anyone can get. It's not cheap, called ISDN lines. Where they can be directed live. So, would I advocate that someone who has a burning ambition to get into it? Yes. Do I provide experience days? Yes, I do. Do I provide full, comprehensive voiceover training for people who want to do it? Yes. Let's see whether we can establish that you can even read other people's material. You don't have to be able to be a brilliant reader. For a lot of things, like jingles, you can be directors. You may have a great voice for jingles, might have a sexy voice for jingles or certain commercials. You can be directed to say the words and you say them. But it does help that you can read other people's material. Because remember, this isn't like radio or other parts of the media. You are reading other people's material. And that is the important bit. And that's where your ability to understand what is required and the pitch and the tone is important. So, I mean, you know, let's say if I've got a CD here, we can slip in the old machine. Let me give you an example of how you might want to use your voice for a slower commercial. Why not join us at usnatchit.com for the biggest selling items this week? All from usnatchit.com or whatever it is. You know, I was stretching some words there and we were talking over a soft piece of music. Kind of lending your voice to it. Can we just start that music again? You wouldn't want to be talking fast over this particular piece of music necessarily. You want to kind of elevate yourself to the style and the passion that's in the music and flow with it. Conversely, come to the biggest selling sale this week, only from usnatchit.com for the biggest, the best and all that. So, can you ride? Can you stretch those words? Tonight on ITV1. It's all from the big lottery game tonight. It's all on BBC1. There's a number of ways of saying lots of different lines. Every little helps. Every little helps. Every little helps. Okay, so those are the ways and the means which I will show you how to voice lots of different scripts. I mean, it depends on what you want to record. It might be a story read session. It might be a mixture of everything. What do you like at SatNav? SatNav is very different from doing a very upfront commercial, and I will get you to record some upfront commercials. I will get you to record everything from right over this side of the spectrum to right over here. And if we like it, that's you and I, we'll include it in the script. You may want to do a voiceover assessment. I charge £80 for those. You can read that on the website for 1 hour. We'll have a consultation with you on the phone or online, and I will send you some scripts and we'll go over stuff before you commit yourself to a full-scale voice course with me. Remember, whoever you book a voiceover course with, make sure you can hear the production company's past examples of what they've done for other clients. On voiceovercourses.com, you can read all about it, and you can listen to those as well. So there's lots of stuff going on as far as we're concerned. Plus, of course, everyone who passes a voiceover course and gets the showreel will also get a diploma of voiceovers, which basically means that you've completed a course with me, and then I'll add comments to that for any third parties wishing to book you. You can use that if you want to. It's an important part. Plus, also on presenterindex.com, you'll have your very own page, free, but also your showreel will be on your page too. That's a free service. Anyone outside who doesn't book a course with me has to pay £99 for that exposure. So on presenterindex.com, you get your short text about you, your contact details, and where people can just click on the icon, much like the BBC iPlayer, and then they can just listen to your demo online. That is a free service for 1 whole year. That's a free service. Thereafter, it's £55 a year for the server space and stuff. But that gets you started. When you come and see me, we go through all the things you might expect us to go through, lots of different text. I'll teach you how to read scripts, and there's a real art in being able to read other people's material, and we'll go over everything. We'll look at the very big picture stuff and the minutiae of what is required for all kinds of voicing. Okay, that's what I provide on voiceover courses. Now, have I mentioned everything I wanted to mention before I stop recording here? So we're looking at your style, your delivery, your voice tone, and your ability to adapt to different scripting. Because I believe that once you put yourself on the internet and people contact you, they will be seeking guidance from you, because it's people who might want to use you for a telephone answer phone message, which I do include in a showreel. It might be someone wanting to get you to record their local commercial. It could come from anything or anywhere. It might be for a website, if you have an information conveying kind of voice. If you can mix all those things together, and I can take that after a day's recording with you and training, or 2 days, and make that into a presentable showreel that displays your real abilities in voicing, that's where the work comes in. And I'm not one of these people say, yeah, don't worry, babe, it's just like Hollywood. The streets are paved with gold. It's not going to be like that. I always say to people, let's get you out on the internet and see who comes along and books you. But if you're looking for something to go along with your normal life, either in a part-time or a full-time career change, then you may want to seriously consider coming to see me for a voiceover course. And I'll put you through the motions. We'll talk the big picture stuff and we'll see where you go. And I'll help you with the marketing and stuff, as I said, with the presenterindex.com. It helps. So you're not going to be left high and dry. Well, that's it. I don't think I've got anything more to talk about as far as the voiceover courses are concerned, email or a call. And whether it's with me or anyone else, I wish you the very best.